In exchange for the state spending $750 million building Tesla's factory, the company agreed to create 1,460 jobs in Buffalo by April 2020. If the deadline's not met, the state could impose a $41.2 million penalty. But will it follow through? That's the question Assemblyman Robin Schimminger posed to Empire State Development's Chief Operating Officer Kevin Yunus during an assembly hearing at UB Monday. Yunus says ESD staff recently visited the site, and ESD is, quote, excited about the team that's there.
They've expressed great optimism and confidence in meeting their job commitments. But having said that, if they fail to make those commitments, we will impose the penalties. We would much rather be talking about job creation than penalties, but the answer is yes.
The last figures released by Tesla showed the plant employed about 800 people. With the deadline 5 months away, Schimminger says everyone's hoping for jobs, but he says he's obligated to taxpayers to ask about ESD's willingness to exercise the penalty.
When the framers of both state constitution and national constitution put this all together, they wanted to have a certain tension between an executive and a legislative. The legislative branch engaging in oversight. So it is not out of any ill will or sense of meanness that the legislature sometimes asks the tough questions. It's the role of the legislative branch.
A Tonawanda Democrat, Schimminger was first elected in 1976 and recently announced he will not seek re-election next year. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.